Following the mass shootings in Boulder, Atlanta, and Indianapolis, there's a new push to pass stricter gun laws in Washington. Massachusetts already has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. But as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports now, we're also home to one of the country's most successful gun makers, and business has never been better.
Smith & Wesson, based in Springfield, makes pistols, revolvers, and rifles. The company says its weapons can be concealed and carried, used for hunting and recreation, as well as home defense. It sponsors videos like this one, aimed at women who are just learning to load and fire a gun.
Let's set the stage here for loading your pistol for the first time. The handgun should be placed on a table facing downrange with the slide locked to the rear.
Over the past year, more than 8 million Americans bought their first firearm from Smith & Wesson. And according to the company, a substantial number of those new customers were women and minorities who are helping to fuel a booming business. Here's Mark Smith, Smith & Wesson's top executive, delivering good news to investors last month.
And the industry is not only growing, but also diversifying, with women and minorities making up more than 40% of the overall purchases.
Smith says in the most recent quarter, the company sold more than 600,000 guns and accessories, $250 million worth of weapons. That represents a doubling of sales from a year ago and the company's third consecutive record-breaking quarter. The big jump in gun sales doesn't surprise Carrie Ann Eclair. She's the Massachusetts director of the DC Project, a Second Amendment advocacy group for women. She heads a firearms training group in Taunton, Mass., called the Well-Armed Woman, which she started 2 years ago with just two members.
And we had our first meet and greet that night, and we had 30. Now we have almost 60 women. And this past 2 months, we have had about 10 new women that joined up.
Eclair says five of those new members are first-time gun owners. She says they joined because they were scared by some of the violence last summer, by demands to defund the police, and by a new push to pass laws limiting access to guns.
They're buying guns, the ammo's flying off the shelves. People are recognizing that, oh my God, I never realized now it's a threat. I need to go out there and get my license to carry now before it's taken away from me.
Attitudes like that are helping Smith & Wesson, which is part of a deep tradition of manufacturing guns in Massachusetts.
Yeah, Massachusetts was the armory for George Washington, so we have a long history of making quality firearms.
John Rosenthal is founder of Stop Handgun Violence. He says it's ironic that while Massachusetts has some of the strictest gun laws in the land, including a ban on military-style weapons and large-capacity magazines, it's also home to Smith & Wesson, America's biggest gun maker, which supplies these products to the rest of the country.
Including military-style assault pistols, like the assault pistol used in Boulder, the Smith & Wesson AR-15 used at Parkland and San Bernardino and Aurora Movie Theater in Colorado, that cannot be sold in Massachusetts, creating mayhem in every other state.
Rosenthal is backing a proposal that would take the state's assault weapons ban a step further. Not only would it be illegal to own these weapons in Massachusetts, it would be against the law to sell them to private citizens in other states. Companies like Smith & Wesson would only be allowed to sell these weapons to the military and police. State Representative Marjorie Decker of Cambridge plans to introduce the legislation next week.
We have a responsibility that guns and parts of guns that are manufactured here in Massachusetts have been used to kill children and people and loved ones across the country.
WBUR reached out to Smith & Wesson to talk about this, but the company did not respond. Jim Wallace did. He's president of the Gun Owners Action League, a Second Amendment advocacy group. Wallace says gun laws should focus on criminals and people with mental health issues rather than limiting access to guns.
They're not dealing with the human element. That's been a major mistake with the anti-civil rights crowd for a long time. You know, crime doesn't go down. The bad guys are still out there.
But gun control advocates argue that Massachusetts has shown that strict gun laws work. They point to a study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that shows the state has the lowest rate of gun deaths in the country. Even Governor Charlie Baker, a Republican, says the state's tradition of strong gun laws could be a model for the rest of the country. But Massachusetts has another tradition when it comes to guns, supporting companies like Smith & Wesson, which employs 2,200 people. The state gave it $6 million worth of tax credits to expand manufacturing more than a decade ago, so it could make more weapons. And right now, as Smith & Wesson's chief executive Mark Smith told investors last month, there's growing demand for everything the company makes.
This expanded base of new consumers bodes very well for the industry as we look forward.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.